This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More details Tuesday about the night Elijah McClain fatally encountered Aurora police. In court yesterday, a convenience store owner and 911 dispatchers testified about the moments before police made contact with McClain. City of Aurora call taker Deborah Furler answered numerous questions in quick succession about the call regarding McClain.
Did anybody report that there had been damage to any property?
No.
Was there a report of any vandalism?
No.
Was there a report of any kind of break-in?
No.
Was there a report of any kind of property crime?
No.
How about reports of anybody being injured?
No.
Were there reports of anybody being in danger?
No.
Did that caller report any crimes that they thought had happened?
No.
The trial for two police officers involved in McClain's death continues today. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Superstore has a hearing today to determine whether he is mentally competent to face the charges against him in court. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The man, who is now 24, is accused of opening fire and killing people in the parking lot and inside the store in March 2021. He was initially found mentally incompetent to proceed. He was moved to the state mental health hospital in Pueblo, and after years of treatment and forcible medication, he was found mentally competent to proceed last month. His attorneys still wanted a hearing in front of a judge, though, and so that's what's happening in a Boulder courtroom, Wednesday and Thursday. If the judge says the alleged shooter is competent to proceed, a trial could be scheduled. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Douglas County School Board will pay more than $100,000 as part of a ruling that it broke Colorado open meeting laws. Board members Tuesday approved paying now State Representative Bob Marshall, who filed the lawsuit in 2022. The money will cover his attorney's fees and court costs. The school board declined to settle the lawsuit in May. A district judge later ruled that four members broke open meeting laws by holding private conversations about firing the superintendent. This is CPR News.